Hello and welcome to Whispers in a Bottle Grown Talk Cocktail Friday, a show about empowering and motivating you to broaden your mind. Now here is your host, Sonia Lorette. Good afternoon, Whispers, and welcome to another fabulous, impactful episode of Whispers in a Bottle Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. I am your host, Sonia Lorette. I'm a lifestyle relationship counselor, fashion psychologist, educator, holistic health and wellness consultant, and motivational speaker. It is so good to be back in our safe zone here in the Whisperers Lounge. Oh my goodness, Whisperers, I hope you all have had such a great week. My week has been a little hectic, a little complicated, but it's been a good week, if I may say so myself. So Whisperers, if you have questions that are in alignment with our discussion, and I do stress that it is in alignment, not that you have an opinion or your thoughts or anything or anything like that, but a real question that's in alignment with our discussion, please feel free to call in at 516-595-8091. But if you have a opinion or you have a thought, you know Blog Talk Radio always has our back. We have a live chat box that is dedicated to each and every one of our episodes. Please make sure that you drop your questions or your comments in there, because you know I love to monitor a great chat box. And we do ask that you please show dignity and respect for each other's opinion, because that is what makes our show so rich. So, Whisperers, today, I also want you to make sure that you stay to the end, because I have a broadcasting note that I'm going to share with you, too, at the end of the show. So I don't want to tie up our time, because this is such an impactful discussion. So today, we're going to embark on a journey that is both personal and societal. Oh, yes, it's both. And we're going to have an exploration of defying societal expectations and of authenticity. So, you know, in a world filled with norms, stereotypes, expectations, it's crucial to question, challenge, and ultimately redefine what it means to be true to thyself or oneself. But, you know, I always love to start our discussions off with a clear meaning or definition, and this is no different. So I really want us to get into the definition or the meaning of defy or defying. So defy or defying means openly resist or refuse to obey. Once again, let me give that to you again. Defy or defying means to openly resist or refuse to obey. So, Whisperers, that definition, right? Powerful. And I felt like when I really looked into it and I gave that kind of a moment to resonate within my chest and in my ears and in my soul, it was truly powerful. And it lays the foundation for what we're going to discuss and build upon. So this is a strong foundation that we're going to build this conversation on. See, in a world often dedicated by norms and expectations, embracing individuality becomes not just a choice, but, you know, a revolutionary act. Revolutionary. Make sure that you're paying attention to the words that I'm using in today's discussion, because I've chosen them for a purpose and a reason. So when I say revolutionary, right, it's meaning that we're going to cause a complete or dramatic change. That's what revolutionary is. And I think that we as people, we must first acknowledge that, you know, societal expectations can be restrictive. It can be confining on us to predefined roles and stifling our true potential. And you know that any time that there is something that is governed already for you can be difficult to really sit in that place and space of really being able to blossom, being able to do things that are well for ourselves. So this may sound a little like controversial, but you know what, Whispers? It is through defiance that we unearth the richness of diversity. Actually, the fostering a society that thrives on the unique contributions of everyone. Now, I'm not talking about in a rebellious manner, so don't get my words twisted. I'm not telling you to go out there and break the law, do whatever you want to do, and you know, because that is not what this discussion is about, nor am I advocating for that. But I am advocating that we let go some of the imprints that have been placed upon us. You know, I always say sometimes when we do these discussions, we have to sit in a place, in a space that allows the vibration to rise and to raise at a decimal where we can receive it. So we can be able to acknowledge certain things that will help us to pivot, change, and take effect. So, you know, I like to give you all master keys in our discussions. But today the keys are going to be given out as support keys. To back this thought up, I think that we have to really get a clear, because see, sometimes with the master keys, there are those supportive keys that allow the other chambers and other areas of those secret compartments to be unlocked and that we can really look in and really get the depth of it. Because, see, what you don't realize is that these societal expectations have been placed upon you since birth. The expectations of family, expectation of maybe siblings or others in the society or other people around you, friends, foes, magazines, social media, everything that has this imprint on it, we have to be able to get the foundation more of a solidified and more solid. So sometimes we've got to stabilize things. So that's what these keys are going to be. They're your supports. They're your stabilizers. First one that we're going to get into is unmasking the pressure to conform. See, as I stated from a young age, right? We're bombarded with expectations. We're bombarded with expectations on how we are to dress, how we're to act, what success looks like, what failure looks like, who we should be, who we shouldn't be, how we should love, how we shouldn't love, how we should think, how we shouldn't think. It's funny, just this week, speaking with another parent, and she is a teenager, and she stated that they are pressured by the eighth grade to have their lives just figured out, the direction, the pathway, and how they will or will not get there and why they won't get there. And it's because society, or we have allowed society and the powers that be to place unrealistic expectations upon us, and we keep bending to the demands and folding on every little thing. And it's also because some fear of judgment and rejection, which can be paralyzing, that pushes us into this mold that may not resonate with our true selves. This means that it's time to unmask this pressure and even understand that, you know, conformity often comes at the cost of authenticity. And so many times when you say things like that, people look at you like, what are you talking about? But it's true. Sometimes people lose themselves because they're trying to live up or be everything that others think they should be. You know, it's so funny because there was a celebrity, and she was stating that, you know, and she came on national television and she was talking about how she was just trying to keep up and to look like this and to be like this, that she had lost who she was, and that when she looked in a mirror, she didn't even recognize herself. She said, I had physically altered my face, physically altered my body, physically altered my mindset, physically altered my personality so I could fit in and be a part of the in crowd. But at what price? What price did she sacrifice all this to do and to be a part of? See, I think I've shared with you, Whisperers, that my mother was a hippie. And she also was like a nonconformist, which ergo, me. Which, you know, she didn't allow society to imprint or mold even her little people, meaning myself and my siblings and everything. We was all like, we were able to be us. She wanted us to be free spirits and question and challenge and be authentic to ourselves. But she also demanded that we be respectful and obey laws that are in place to keep us safe. But don't be afraid to ask that beautiful, powerful life question of why? Why? And so many times as people, we don't do that. And so many times as people, we have people that tell us that you can't or you won't or you shouldn't, and we don't kick back and say, why? There are times that parents put these limits around their children. Oh, you can't do that. Why? Why can't they? If it's not going to harm them, if it's not going to hurt them, why? We have to be willing to live out loud. We have to be willing to challenge some of those barriers, some of those limitations, even some of those unrealistic fears that have been placed upon us generation after generation after generation. It's time for you to pick up the pen and rewrite the script. Time for you to erase certain elements that are keeping you held so tight. See, my whole life, I have walked to a different beat. My whole life. I'm not one that can be indoctrinated into things or pushed into things as societal thinking to fight. You know, literally, I fight to change things in my industry that will include all body types, all body shapes, all dimensions of people, color, races, creed. I educate and empower you to stand in your greatness. Because I'm willing to unmask the pressure to conform. I'm willing to do it. I'm willing to be the voice, the advocate. You know, our tagline for Whispers in a Bottle is a clear voice amongst the noise. A clear. We cut through all the noise. I'm coming in. I bring it across these airwaves. I throw my message into the water of the airwaves that connect with the different waves of your mind, your soul, your heart, to stimulate and to motivate you to pivot and change things that are shackling you and keeping you from rising, keeping you from showing up authentically, and keeping you from accepting self. See, this season is powerful. This season is being that beacon, that bright light, shining beautifully upon you. And sometimes in that beauty, in that space of defying societal expectation, also means that we have to refine even ourselves. Oh, yes. By far, we have to do that. You see, by baby steps, it leads us to climbing mountains, leads us to forge forward. See, Whisperers, think about the historical trailblazers who defied societal norms, individuals who challenged gender roles, shattered racial barriers, disrupted conventional thinking. Their courage propelled society forward, speaking in conversations that led to progress and change, which also requires thing of us as well. And something that's huge, and that is that second element that I told you, the support system that we're building, is the importance of that self-reflection, that sitting in that mirror looking at yourself. To defy societal expectations, whisperers, we must engage in deep self-reflection. Now, I want you to sit and think about those that have made and are making changes, right? Take time to explore your values, your passions, your dreams. Ask yourself introspective questions like, what brings me joy? What change do I see for myself? What ignites my inner fire? It's essential to peel back the layers of societal conditioning and rediscover the core of who we or you are. See, the journey to authenticity begins with understanding oneself on a profound level. It's a profound, deep level. And it makes us even embrace our uniqueness and recognize that it is the very essence that sets us apart and makes us valuable. Makes us valuable. You know, whispers, I was sitting here, and as I was saying that, so many thoughts were coming in my head at one time. I almost stopped myself from talking for a second. But, you know, when I say introspective work, I have my clients do a lot of mirror work. And you all can't see my setup in my studio, but literally we have a mirror that sits right off to the side of me that I can see myself. So I can even see myself of how I'm expressing myself or the inflection that's in my face and different things. And sometimes when you do mirror work, I know that it's hard for people to really connect and keep that eye connection with themselves in the mirror. You know, I do a lot of client artist development. And a lot of times when we're developing, and even when I was in music, developing different techniques and being aware of your face because you want to sing this beautiful song, but all of a sudden you got this harsh frown on your face and it's talking about how much I love you, but you're frowning. Does that mean that it's giving the right emotion, the right texture, the tone that is coming across to connect with yourself, with your audience? No. And sometimes we have to be willing to step back and step in front of that mirror so we can really see what we are working with. So we can really embrace what we are trying to change and what we need to pivot. Sometimes we need the visual to be so clear that it's like the nose on our face. See, whispers, by defying societal expectations, we tap into our authentic selves. We get to unlock our creativity. We get to unlock our innovation. We get to unlock deeper elements of ourselves that we may not even have known we possess. See, it's essential to recognize that innovation often stems from thinking beyond, way beyond, the established norms, and it's paving the way for breakthroughs that shape our future. You know, furthermore, let me just say, that embracing individuality, it even fosters empathy and understanding. And I don't even know if you guys realize that. I don't even know if you understand how that really moves and shifts and feels like. Because, see, when you embrace and you are ready to move in these elements and accepting certain things and challenging certain expectations and ways, oh, men don't cry. Who said that? Men have emotions. Men have feelings. Men have thoughts that they need to embrace and stop pushing them away. You are not a robot. You are people. And that is called challenging the societal norm. That doesn't make you a simp. That doesn't make you a weak. It doesn't make you any of those things. That makes you human. That makes you being able to tap into emotion and know what it feels like and be empathetic, not just to yourself, but even to others. But when you lop off certain emotions and lop off certain feelings and block off because you got to fit the societal norms, you become a cog in the wheel without emotions and void. That real men don't cry. Or how many times have you heard a mom that a little boy outside is playing and he falls down and hurts his little knee and it's bleeding and they run over and pick him up. Oh, you're okay. You're a big boy. No, he's hurt. Acknowledge it. Allow him to acknowledge, I hurt myself. Change, rotate, rewire the mindset. That's what this discussion is about. See, when we break free from stereotypes, we create an inclusive environment where differences are not only accepted, they are celebrated. They are triumph. They are everything. People are blowing the horn. There's so many people that have really just been so authentic and so different, and you hear people, oh, they're just incredible. Did you see? Oh, my goodness, they're just blown away by the person. Because they're so uniquely themselves. And this celebration of diversity enhances our collective strength and resilience. Oh, yeah. I bet you didn't know, or maybe you do know, that on a personal level, defying societal expectations is an act of self-discovery. Yes, that's a fact. See, it allows us to find our authentic self and our authentic voice. See, I had the pleasure of growing up to really be able to tap into Sonia. And I'm a creative and I'm a very artistic person and I love the arts. And my mom always said that I was one that always was so different and outside the box. And she loved that about me, and she never wanted me to lose that. And she would always say to me, you know, Sonia, never lose who you are. Never allow people to place you in that 2x4 box. Allow yourself to always show up in the dynamic way that you do. And even before my mom passed away, we had such a beautiful conversation. And she said she always loved that I was so authentically, uniquely myself. And she told me that I've always admired you as a young person. She said, because you have always been able to find your rhythm. And she said, and I'm so honored to say that I'm your mom. I'm honored to say I'm your manager. And I hope that you imprint this same ability upon your child, that she can be uniquely herself. And whispers, I can tell you that my child is uniquely herself. She's dynamic in so many ways. She's got a little quirky little personality. Oh, yes, there's some refinement that definitely has to take place. But it's also being able to watch her shift and mold And our job as parents and those that are, we have the ability to really start to embrace and mold, to break this societal hold, our duty is to allow them to be that beacon. We are to be the lighthouse showing them their way, shining the light so bright that it is just illuminating their personality. And that's what we even have to require of ourselves. We must be willing that we don't say, well, you know, it's, I've been this way for so long. I'm not, you can't teach an old dog new tricks. Who said that? Who said that? You can teach any dog, any old dog, any new dog tricks as long as they're willing to learn. As long as they're willing to adapt and keep molding and changing. You see dogs that are rescued, that come into family, that didn't know what love was, didn't know what it was to sit and eat a bowl and not to just growl and eat down the food and just look. They're so loving. They're being expressed in different ways because they are now trained, and that whole element is being rewired. And that's what we need to do. See, because it requires that introspection, that courage, and that willingness to navigate the unknown. As we embark on the journey, we find purpose. We find passion and a sense of fulfillment that transcends external validation. See, Whispers, in challenging societal expectations, right? We contribute to a cultural shift or culture shift that encourages authenticity over conformity. Now imagine if you had to wear the same exact identical outfit every single day. Now how boring would that be? But sometimes even like when you see kids and they go to school and they have to have a uniform, the kids hate it because they're like, oh, we all look alike. There's no difference. There's no personality. So you may see them where they do their hair different or their glasses are changed or how they rock their backpacks or, you know, how they're doing certain things. So they can still have the element of being uniquely themselves. See, when we do this, it allows us to open doors to more inclusive and tolerant world where individuals can pursue their dreams free from like the shackles of all the expectations that are heavy. It means that we can even forge into our next support. And that is cultivating a supportive community. I want you to really lean into this because some of you all don't realize how important this really is. See, Whispers, this isn't a solo journey that we're on. See, defying societal expectations can be so daunting. Oh, you have no idea. It can even become a bit more manageable when we surround ourselves by a supportive community. Now, I always tell you that the Whispers community is a dynamic community. And I can't begin to tell you how much I enjoy you all so much. The emails that come in, the way that you follow over on our social media pages, you come in on YouTube. You're even on the parent company page, La Paz Image Consultants, where I get to kind of pour into you from the standpoint on the elements of how I work with my clients, the motivation that I place into the space and place. It's a beautiful connection. And see, here as a whisperer, you know that your community is here to serve you, is here to support you, and to back you. So imagine how important that is out in your day-to-day lives. Why I always tell you that your net work is your net worth. And that if you have a network that is literally has a zero balance, it is never going to elevate you, it is never going to pour into you, and it is never going to be that support system that you need. So you got to seek out like-minded individuals who appreciate and encourage your authentic self, that vibrate even at a higher decimal than you do. You need people that are vibrating higher because you need to be also poured into at times. You need different retrospection. You need a lot of different things to place in the space and place of being able to shift and to pivot and to really move away from the societal expectations that they think are the norm. We want to build a healthy network that values diversity, individuality, and it also helps create an environment where you can thrive without the fear of being judged. I want you to remember that strength comes not just from personal resolve, but also from the collective energy of those who understand, appreciate, acknowledge your journey. Have you just sat quietly and identified societal expectations for yourself, what they are? Have you thought what societal expectations you feel have influenced your life? These could be related to career choices. It could be related to your relationships, appearance, or any other aspect that has imprinted upon you or shifted or demanded you to fit into a 2x4 box. In our pre-show, I told everybody that I'm not a cookie cutter person. And that when they put the cookie cutter down, some of us have little things of things that kind of fold outside of that cookie cutter, that little image. And we have to be willing to make sure that we start to pour ourselves out of the cookie, that cookie cutter. We have to shape into who we are supposed to be, not shape into who they think we should be. And we have to challenge certain aspects, which means that we're not being rebellious. It means that we are being thought leaders. That means that we are being self-aware. That means that we are being authentic. That means that we are accepting Y-O-U ourselves, and don't even get me started on how it impacts your brain. For each expectation that you may be struggling with, write down how it has impacted your decision and effects and your actions. Then challenge those expectations. Ask yourself the powerful question that breathes into the space and place of life, which is that question I taught you, which is why? And say it just like that. So it gets to vibrate in you. Ask yourself if they align with your authentic self. When you start allowing yourself to examine these expectations, you can establish patience. And guess what else it'll allow you to do? It'll allow you to uproot and to remove the expectations that are not serving you, that are not a benefit to your mindset. They're not allowing you to have a stepping stone into your greatness, and that are keeping you shackled to the floor that you cannot rise and keep moving because you are cream and you will come to the top. and it's not allowing you to be your true self. See, Whisperers, I love that we are taking on these topics because I know so many people have struggled in this area. And I work with countless people as a lifestyle relationship counselor, as a fashion psychologist. And I have to tell you that I see it in so many different ways. And even how people unfortunately struggle to even accept themselves physically because of what society has placed on them or has placed as the norm. Let me tell you something. There's nothing normal. There's nothing that is like, oh, please. That's why every so often when it comes to fads, you see something come back around that was out 10, 12, 13 years ago. You're like, well, they just put a different spin on it, but same thing. Because that's how it is. But see, when we challenge these things, we get to put an establishment of who we want to be, how we want to be, and what it is for us. And to challenge these things means that we get to pivot, change, and mold certain things in the direction that we know will nurture us to be better people. It's time to reclaim your expectations. The woman so powerfully said, I'm reclaiming my time. Go on and declare that I am reclaiming my expectations. It's time for you to shift your perspective and live on your rhythm. Let this Rhythm Nation be yours. I'm so happy that we are building upon this dynamic season, and each discussion gets better. Each discussion gets deeper, and each discussion gets you closer to accepting yourself. So, don't forget to make sure that you are sharing our show with others and inviting them to join our fabulous Whisperers community. Because there are people that need to hear this information. There are people that need to be uplifted, encouraged. There are people that are struggling just in their day-to-day to try to keep their head afloat. And imagine if they could hear something as powerful as this discussion, as defying societal expectations so you can live authentically as yourself. How empowering that really would be. So Whisperers, I give you a commission to share out our link, have them join our beautiful Whisperers Exchange newsletter. Come over on the Wisdom app, which is the pre-show. Literally is setting the beautiful table for each and every one of our discussions at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And if you're not on Wisdom, I always encourage you to follow our Instagram page and DM us the word Wisdom. And we will get you an invitation to come over, follow, and just enjoy the conversations and the community that we're building over there. Don't forget that we have our post show, which is our dessert hour, because, honey, this banquet right here, whew, it was rich. It was good. So we need a little coffee and a little palate cleanser. And that's going to take place over on YouTube at Whispers in a Bottle at 4:15 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 3:15 Central Standard Time. And Whisperers, you know, I'm always telling you that if you need support and you're ready to work with me, there is always a live link in our description box that you just click on and you can book a discovery call. So it's always a pleasure to be in our safe zone right here in the Whisperers Lounge and birth such dynamic discussions. So with that being said, you have been listening to Whispers in a Bottle, Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays. I am your host, Sonia Leray. I'm a lifestyle relationship counselor, fashion psychologist, educator, holistic health and wellness consultant and motivational speaker. I look forward to connecting with you all at 4:15 over on YouTube at Whispers in a Bottle. And don't forget, we'll be back here again next week at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All right, guys, be safe. You have been listening to Whispers in a Bottle Grown Talk Cocktail Fridays with your host, Sonia Leray, lifestyle relationship counselor, fashion psychologist, educator, holistic health and wellness consultant, and motivational speaker. Please make sure you review our show. Like, share, and make sure you come back next Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time at www.blogtalkradio.com/whispersinabottle. Have a great weekend.